Yeah. There's a certain arm that holds itself over the whole. Infallible to a fault, so all except itself is forced to fold. These gods among us oppress us without soul. Complete control is the ultimate goal. It's a position that demands respect and docility. Abused on the regular, used for hostility and dominance. These polites in my scalp is prominent. Rodney King wanted us all to live in harmony. So did Jesus, Muhammad, Gandhi, and Vishnu. But these so-called gods are the real issue. Saints in blue and black, angels of glue and crack. Stalk the hood and back, looking for dudes to smack. They leaked the crack to us back in the 80s. Ronald Reagan knew it back in the 80s. Then that crack took us back, made us crazy. Now we don't know how to act and we lazy. But the source of a sort that rode the horse that drugged us out is called police force. And you would be a fool to think in any other way. Trayvon died a year ago the other day. And George Zimmerman still hasn't gone to trial. Real justice never really takes a while. But they dragging it out so we'll forget that they were knocking it off for self-defense. Sean Bell was supposed to be married, and Amadou Diallo was carried with 19 shots. Rest in peace, Barry. Injustice. Gods among us, look how they done us. Injustice. Gods among us, slip freedom from us. Injustice. Gods among us, they still hung us. Injustice. Gods among us, look what they took from us. Injustice. Gods among us, look how they done us. Injustice. Gods among us, slip freedom from us. Injustice. Gods among us, they still hung us. Injustice. Gods among us, look what they took from us. Ayo, peace to the felons making minimum wage with bright futures in their past, cause they caught in the maze. It's all a trap. Can't get a job or even vote, I'm telling you. This injustice system is all a joke. The Troy Davis case was a slap in the face to every blue-blooded American, regardless of race, creed, and background. It came background when Oscar Grant caught a background for not backing down and resisting, or so they say. I'm insisting that Bart cop just didn't want to miss him. He kneeled on his neck, trying to keep him in check, then put death on deck and unloaded regret. They accused Abner Louima of homosexuality, but actually had sodomized him till his bladder bleed. Reality's the basis of all fiction. Officer Joseph Gray killed three with his blurred vision. Injustice. Gods among us, look how they done us. Injustice. Gods among us, slip freedom from us. Injustice. Gods among us, they still hung us. Injustice. Gods among us, look what they took from us. Injustice. Gods among us, look how they done us. Injustice. Gods among us, slip freedom from us. Injustice. Gods among us, they still hung us. Injustice. Gods among us, look what they took. They all hide behind the blue wall of silence. These brothers in blue will cover up their own violence by tempering with evidence. They make it evident that we may not even be safe in our own homes and residences. Hence, I stay paranoid to avoid the blue and red, white void. Them boys come with toys and permission to all void our bodies of our souls in the whole system's cold. CCA and GEO go. Google them, they contract private prisons. Yes, they get paid to hold your family in partitions. Listen, it's big business, free labor. They rent the jails at a charge, no free favors to the federal and state at a reduced rate. Then bathe and profit from the quote-unquote tenants' weight. These are facts, you should be beyond vexed. It's called the prison industrial complex. And so the lives of many are ruined by these gods of the nation. Systematic slavery under the guise of rehabilitation. Subjugation of your will under the guise of visitation. Legal extortion under the guise of probation. I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable.
A Pennsylvania judge has been convicted for giving kids harsh sentences in private prisons for minor infractions. Why? Because the prisons were paying him, that's why.
These private facilities are getting so much money based on how many children are in the facility. So the more children that are there, the more money they're going to get in per diem.